from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for June 20th. Iris, June 20th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First, from Inverse Science. This new groundbreaking animated film on Netflix proves stop motion still rules. The longer you look at I Am Frankel, the more there is to see. Every frame of this Mexican stop motion marvel is packed with details, sometimes overwhelmingly so. At first, your eyes don't quite know where to land, but then you get absorbed in the story, and piece by meticulously crafted piece, the elements come together to create a fantastical gothic realm of jewel-toned nightmares. Next, second from Fize.org. Heatwave hits more than 1 in 2 people in France. More than half of France's population was dealing with scorching temperatures on Friday, according to AFP's calculations, with hundreds of schools adapting their timetables to keep students out of broiling classrooms. Up next, third from New Atlas. NVIDIA. At RTX Spark platform is I workhorse first, gamers friend second. NVIDIA is fundamentally rethinking the portable PC, treating its new RTX Spark platform not as a traditional gaming silicon upgrade, but as a blueprint for high-end on-device AI powerhouse. Category: consumer tech, technology tags. NVIDIA, chips, artificial intelligence, platform gaming, laptop, PC, graphics. And then, fourth from the Christian Mind Reset Substack: perfectionism, anxiety, and God's grace, neuroscience, psychology, Bible, and the anxious generation. Research shows perfectionism isn't just a personality quirk. A cross-temporal meta-analysis of 35 years of college data finds it rising steadily, and a meta-analysis of CBT trials reports modest but reliable reductions in perfectionism, anxiety, and depression. Those findings set the stage for today's conversation. We unpack how perfectionism differs from healthy striving. When the drive is fueled by fear of failure, criticism, or rejection, it hijacks the brain's stress circuitry, turning mistakes into perceived threats. That same pattern often fuels procrastination, burnout, and chronic self-criticism, especially among young adults who feel constant pressure to perform. From a biblical angle, the story of Martha reminds us that Jesus meets us with compassion, not condemnation, when we're overwhelmed by must-do lists. Psalm 103 reinforces that God knows our frailty and offers gentle mercy, framing our worth as rooted in grace rather than flawless achievement. Practical takeaways include cultivating self-compassion, as Kristen Neff describes, using CBT tools like thought recording and exposure to imperfect outcomes, and anchoring daily practice in short declarations and prayer. The goal is to shift from a fear-based perfectionism to a grace-filled, purpose-driven mindset, one that lets you rest without feeling unearned. Next, fifth from Dead Hidden. They made Noah's Ark small. Bible mockers shrink the old world before they mock the Ark. That is the trick. They picture Noah as a little old man in a robe, tapping boards together in a normal world with normal men and normal measurements, while God asks him to build a floating zoo with hand tools. Then they laugh at the math. The laugh only works after they have already edited the Bible. A friend of mine has a way of asking the question that ruins the cartoon. Not how big was Noah's Ark? How big was Noah's cubit? That question sounds funny until you open Genesis 6 and remember where you are standing. You are not standing. Up next, sixth from Chad's Weather Blog. Chad's Garden, June 19. Warm and wet weather means explosive warm season growth and some disease development. Big thanks to Big E Bearded Coffee for their support of Chad's Garden on Substack and on Facebook. Big E-Ed is offering a 10% discount to Chad's readers. The coupon code is live on their website, and readers can use code weather10 for that special discount. The warmer weather in early June with heavy rain, fall, and buffeting winds from storms, and then the cooler weather with continued persistent wetness has rounded out the past few weeks. This bacteria, the leaf spot on all of our peppers. And then, seventh from New Atlas. Collapsible outhouse springs from packed poop in under 2 minutes. It's one thing having a large, complex base tent to set up. I mean, we don't really like that either, but sometimes you have to deal with it. But the last thing you want to do after setting up your primary tent is spend another small lifetime setting up a bathroom tent. Gazelle provides the latest solution, slimming its tried and true hub frame formula into a tall, sturdy privacy tent that sits up in a minute and a half, letting you get to what really counts, collapsing into a camp chair and enjoying the view. Category: tents, gear, outdoors, tags. Tent, toilet, bathroom, camping, outdoors, and camping. Next, eighth from The Forbidden Files. How to weaponize your morning and night. A solid morning and night routine works like a simple chess opening. Each tiny move adds up, and the whole game feels smoother. In the first half hour after you wake, the brain is still shaking off sleep inertia, so doing the same few actions like getting light movement, coffee, and a brief mental cue lets it switch on without extra decision fatigue. That early momentum means the rest of the day needs far less energy. The evening mirrors this. Repeating a short calming sequence before bed, brush teeth, a brief read, a skincare step, signals to your body that sleep is coming. Studies that track melatonin and show people with consistent pre-sleep habits get an earlier, steadier melatonin rise than those who vary night to night. Because your brain prefers patterns, the autopilot routine frees mental resources for the real work you'll do later. It's not about grand gestures, it's about a few reliable steps that turn the day's gravity into forward thrust. Up next, ninth from Fize.org, nanobubbles for algae cleanup. Q&A with researcher Wen Zhang. One of the most powerful environmental cleaning technologies in recent years is too small to see with the naked eye. Nanobubbles, tiny gaseous bubbles with diameters of around 100 nanometers, can clean up a range of harmful pollutants in water, from oil spills to algae. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow.